With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In the latest setback to the U.S. brokered ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war, the Netanyahu government announced today that the remains of three people handed over by Hamas in Gaza do not belong to any of Israel's hostages. Earlier today on the Salem News program, This Week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Salem Radio Network talk host Mike Gallagher, reporting from Jerusalem, said this is the latest evidence of how difficult it can be negotiating with Hamas terrorists.
I ask this question over and over again on my show. I just don't know how you negotiate with monsters. Right. I don't know how you have a peace deal with people who don't want to abide by any kind of an agreement. So it's complicated, it's delicate, but still joyful to be here for a few days on behalf of our friends at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews here in our studios in Jerusalem.
Hamas militants have released one or two bodies every few days, while Israel has urged faster progress. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says despite the government shutdown, Congress was busy this past week taking a closer look at several Biden-era scandals.
The idea that President Biden was not really running the country, at least certainly not toward the end of his administration and perhaps for far longer. Then here, Arctic Frost, this sense that the Justice Department, elements within the FBI, and as we know from, you know, even some of the other national security agencies, viewed themselves as partisan actors who deemed half the country as engaged in a potentially criminal enterprise.
Continetti was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Tesla's board is reportedly rebuffing Elon Musk's bid to secure approval for his proposed $1 trillion compensation package, signaling tension between the company's leadership and its executives. Shareholder advisors have also raised their own concerns. This is SRN News. There's a new report out on divorce in the U.S.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that the divorce rate is down and has been in decline since the 1980s. That sounds like good news, but it has to be considered against the backdrop of a parallel decline in marriage. Fewer people are getting divorced, but fewer people are getting married in the first place. The Pew survey also reveals that one-third of all people who have ever been married report their first marriage ended in divorce. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pro-life pregnancy centers have been adding more medical services and could be poised to do even more. The expansion, ranging from testing and treatment for sexually transmitted infections to providing primary medical care, has been unfolding for years. It gained steam after the recent Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade. The push could get more momentum with Planned Parenthood closing some of its clinics and considering shuttering others. This is SRN News. Trade negotiations with Canada have been on again, off again, as Bill Alexander reports. They're off again.
President Trump said on Friday the United States and Canada will not restart trade talks, and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney apologized to him for an Ontario political ad using former President Ronald Reagan, saying tariffs spell disaster. Trump says he likes Carney a lot, but what they did was wrong. The White House insists the ad was just the latest in a string of problems between the two countries.
That is correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. ExxonMobil has filed a lawsuit against California challenging a new climate law it argues violates its free speech rights. Qualcomm shares jumped over 20% after the company announced its entry into the AI chip market, positioning itself to compete directly with industry leaders like NVIDIA and AMD. The new chip lineup reflects Qualcomm's commitment to capturing a share of the fast-growing AI market. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.